Now, keep following me down. Deeper down than that. There are some concepts I return to time and time again, so I'm just going to speak about them at length, giving examples of suggestions, framing it all in induction, ending on an awakener with a recap of the principles in question. These are phrases I use. These are ways I spin my hypnotic trance. And they're things I drop to in my own self-hypnosis as well. Triggers, frameworks, recurring metaphors, types of induction I like to do, types I don't like to do, and my alternative. I will speak about my something induction shortly, which really is in the style of the stage inductions. So I will go through also some of the principles that I have culled from stage induction play / from stage shows for use in the bedroom or the private hypnotic play of your choice. All right, please get comfortable. Creating little lessons like this, it is deliberate that I just let my brain go off in whatever direction, so you can understand my train of thought, like the train of thought I would ask you to reflect when listening, is that you can be thinking about other things or randomly have other ideas, even mid-session. This does nothing to reduce the deepness of the trance. That's why I rather not use the term deep for how far into a trance you are. It can just be about intricacy, about how prone you are to listen to a suggestion at that moment, how much credibility you give that hypnotist, even. And rapport and credibility are what some of these concepts are addressed to, because if you recognize them and they're familiar, then you may go, oh yeah, I know about that, and you may be more prone to agree with my true statements about it that are suggestions, if you know what I mean. Okay, so I'm going to do an induction, run you through some common phrases, triggers, and concepts that I think help get my work and hypnotic work in general a little deeper in, do an awakener with a recap at the end. On we go. Listen well, and let your mind turn inward, looking at itself going, well, am I relaxed? What if you had a toolbox, and you could reach out and turn some of the dials, flick off some of the switches, get your mind open to the moment? This is about using consistent language, but it's also about giving you tools, hypnotic tools that you imagine you could lift up just like that. Because if we have a common understanding, a shibboleth between my voice and your mind, a passphrase between us, so you can know which words I'm likely to choose, what they're likely to mean, the ones I indicate as safe and appropriate and triggering, sensation, anchoring, desire. This is the dial tone for that shared connection between us. Every time you listen to my voice and look for it, you're trying to get closer to an idea I'm having that I'm trying to transmit to you in turn, in the thought process I'm spinning into the world, in the electrical signal traveling from me now to you, there in the future, trying to get our minds in sync across that void, for my words to install themselves line after line, Tetris line clear, a brief flash of understanding, a brief moment of reprieve. When you listen, hear the ideas I have for programming, for conditioning to overlay the old, and incorporating the new. If you want to. Trying to get our minds in sync the more we use shared language, shared ideas, get on the same page. Every beginner audio is addressed to getting us on the same page. To passively enhance your listening, improve the things that fall along the repeating themes I reuse, all of which are present here, or in related files that we return to time and time again. And when you do, you stare, you slump, you drop, you listen. I hope that's what you do, because all of these are being unwound for you, and I want you to get your time's worth. If you spend your time listening, I'll try to keep the pace at least interesting. So get comfortable, please, and we'll begin. All through my work, be on the lookout for repeating themes. One of them is that I often begin with now. It places the mind in the present moment, and it's sufficiently storyteller while also being sufficiently professional. To help you get to a deep learning, open, receptive place, I'll often start in the same ways, continue in the same ways, let your eyes even begin to glaze, especially if you're focused on or physically doing something else during the induction. Now, from that place of getting you deep in the first place, often easily done with night-night pat or an induction such as this, we then can jump off to many other pleasures, many other mechanisms, tools in the toolkit, which, looking down from above, you might be able to use to modify what you see there while you're dropping, while you're sinking, while you're labile and suggestible, helping you be more and more prepared to look out for words and concepts I highlight so you can create an exact copy of some powerful instrumentality I detail. Something that's in my brain, crossing that bridge over to yours, being built inside, like building the ship in the bottle, copied through word and phrase, light and imagining, even through shape and inscription. This is like a game of looking through my work and letting your brain rub against certain images and phrases, taking the things I say which are memorable and which you notice more than once, more than twice. Once is happenstance, twice is coincidence, three times is a hypnotist having a joke. Absorbing the themes I return to might land with you noticing them in unsuspecting places. My concept of honey covering a brain, and your thoughts finding it too viscous to escape. My concept of liquefying thoughts, of sublimating them from solid ideas to vaporous, gaseous forms, and so on. And I hide these all over the place, even in my fantasy mind control work, let alone in the background of other trances. And when you notice them, it may take one or two or three instances, but you will eventually. And one, two, three adds up. And up. And from wakefulness to down, down, down into deepness again, part of my brain, copied to part of your brain, through word and phrase, light and imagination. And you begin by just referencing common experiences. Another thing I often go to is hypnotic themes. This can be technology, the idea of a VR visor that hypnotizes us. It can be fantasy, the swinging of a pendulum, the working of a spell, occultism or otherwise. There can be hypnosis that is rather clinical. There can be a hypnotic air of fun and whimsy, the cursed hypnotic object or hypnodisc oeuvre is a favorite of mine. But these commonalities exist to give us a shared language, a way of having you go into trance because you recognize them. So whenever you see something I recurringly do, feel free to brace yourself for the way it usually goes, because while I will endeavor to surprise you, often enough you don't get bored. It's also nice when you hit the same notes over and over and get good at riding those effects. And when I share an idea, when I create, it's often to close my eyes and think of how I feel when I'm in the hypnotic state in question, and try to turn that into a variety of phrases intended to bring about in you the same kind of feelings, the same rule set that I arrive at, and I can be either explicit or implicit. I prefer a mix of both. These thoughts, processes, I close my eyes and I see some chain of thought and being through which some idea, some training, may be communicated from me to you. Encouragement through desire might come to be a part of it. And perhaps it's an idea someone passed to me before. Or it's one I know you want, so you ask for it. Or it's just one I think people might like. So I spin the components of that idea out into the world in word form. And my words only do things with your collaboration. I'm using the tools on your tool bench, even if you might not have been aware they were there before. I just end up hoping you might like it. Then I begin to tell the story, highlight in detail, but throw in particular phrases, use the same images, so that what you've learned lets you craft a familiar path, time and time again. From wakefulness, down, down, deep into deep, night-night depth, nice, deep places. It becomes possible for me to highlight that path through describing similarities in different parts of my work. Stepping stones, shortcuts, anchors, guideposts, and then you'll walk it on your own. Auto-hypnosis is powerful, constant, and doesn't need me to do much but give you the tools. The guideposts and the path lay within you. Lay the flagstones, follow it, walk along it as I do. Sometimes when I describe trance, deepeners, fantasies, I will often lay out how I experience walking into an estate that is a mirror of my childhood home in my case. And there are fountains, and there are stairs to a beach, and there are other things that are familiar to me and I lay them out. If you have a hypnotic journey down, which follows a predictable to you pathway, and its own hypnotic logic, all the better. Relaxation and the buzz of your mind readily escaping. That's what you're aiming for. It doesn't have to come from me. It can be something you cultivate in yourself, readily accepting, eagerly diving further and further, pleasure depths, new learning plateaus, where you can learn to take on board all and each and every one of these concepts. These constant cases, I'll hand you them, and we'll use them elsewhere, implicitly, to build better structures in your mind for future trance, and I'll be keeping them in mind, preparing you for new adventures, utilizing parts of your brain normally untouched, bits of your fantasy, your idealization. Your fantasy needs exist. Meeting the needs that are involved in having fantasy and imaginative play, that's the part of you that has its needs met when you build structures in your mind or spend time imagining how you might mentally improve or alter your responses to things, participating in some level of nerding out over your own brain structure and responses. When I provide anchors, guideposts, they're ones that work for me. Like that one just now, building structures to meet a need. This feeds a desire you have. Maybe a desire to optimize, to explore. Maybe you're just daydreaming anyway and you'd like a little more structure. And as you're carried very, very deep night-night, you meet more than just your need for trance. You satisfy your need for your brain to dance with new ideas, more than your desire for pleasure, because you set aside things you don't need. It's soothing, and that's relaxation. You can have your mind be streamlined and focused, picking up things you can use from the little paths I lay out for you. Shrines on the wayside, places where you're welcome to take this idea or that. Whatever concept, whatever easing, sinking, deepening happens to meet with your needs on a given day, Maybe there's some deep arm relaxation that's just the thing you need when your arms are too heavy and blank to move. Maybe there's something that'll get all that tension out of your legs, and something else to make your thoughts fluffy, honey-coated, useless for your purposes, but useful for our purposes. And maybe you'll pick one or more, progressing on the path, choosing a different set of relaxations, a different set of pleasures, each and every time, that the path can change and yet be the same. The path or the trance. Add your own elements to this. I describe a journey. If the journey down into trance had a location, a place inside your mental landscape, what would that look like for you? What would the air do? I often speak of an almost jungle heat, tropical rainforest to my mental journey, so every breath is heavy and exhausting. Diversity lets you remain entertained, but it also lets you invoke various principles, hypnotic ideas, or teases. All these different methods are kindred to one another. They have their bones in the same place. Common tricks we can be persuaded to do to ourselves when we become, in any way, shape, or form, confused. Even 1, 2, or 3%, or when we focus very deeply, and then our usual expectation for the pattern is interrupted. This adds familiarity, because it's like, oh, I know what's going to happen. It's going to be interrupted in this way, or that way. It's something you've gone through before. And now that I've done enough explaining of why you would bother to demarcate the similarities from one method to another, we can go onward. Downward, sinking. If you catch even 1, 2, or 3 of the vibes I put out there, this is going to be good. When you someday catch all of them, I imagine you'll be better at dropping to my work than me. Even I never get all of them every time. So, wander deeper down a path whose parameters you define. The way that you get into trance from here is known to you. And there may be new and interesting things laying around that even I don't know about. I have discovered ways I trance in the middle of hypnosis sessions that had nothing to do with what I discovered. Your wandering brain is your best friend. These are interwoven. They allude back to things I said 1, 2, 3 minutes ago. Some of the things I say come in pairs, and they hearken back to their other half. Their other part in a second thing later on. And some of the things I say are singular. I'll only say them one time so they stand out. That's why you should try to collect similar signals from among the noise and bring home the ones that are interesting. If I say it only once, then I clearly intend it to be caught by you on one of your journeys through. And if your eyes are closed, you may see the words written in lines of light within them. Or maybe you're like me and you just hear them spoken, echoing in my own voice, innovation bringing a change and a charge to your mind. The change is still in the same genre of trance, of hypnosis, of the kind of things we expect to have suggested to us when we are deep, deeper and deeper down. And all the surprises on this long, slow path into hypnosis. Now follow me down. That's one I always say, because remember, I'm always trancing with you. All these familiarities come to the form where we can pick a few of them, ticking them off on the big selection list of what your trance will look like, and leave some of them behind. Taking the things I say, innovating on them on your own, and building beyond them into associations, anchors, triggers, which will then echo backward through all the other works, all the other branches, all along this path you have walked. And so, through frequent use of similar phrasing and related imagery, a forest walk, a beach, honey running over your brain, you have more regularity with which you can use your energies for other things than considering where what I say has been. Your brain had a bunch of stuff already, like a whiteboard not completely erased, A familiar scene builds itself again and again, and I am just the pieces being laid on the board, but you are the board, its history, leaving you more energy to relax your muscles when I take over steering the brain, enjoying the deepening and the things which remain after for next time, as all the outside busyness falls away. And the novelty of learning new ways of thinking comes in to play. All the surprises in this long, slow path, innovated on, and awareness of your body arrives at last, and your mind follows deeper, and even if it follows 1 or 2 or 3% deeper, then frequent similar phrasing and related imagery will do its work. A forest walk, a beach, honey running over your brain and sticking to it, making the thoughts more sticky and giving them more difficulty acting upon you. You have a more regular ability to access that particular thought. Your attention returned to you, even if you immediately spend it on the things I ask of you. Awareness of your body can fall away and your mind can fall deeper still, to play. This makes deepness easier in the process. Having a little trigger, knowing you cannot resist hypnotic trance. And since the words and images are already spread throughout my work, you may have heard some of these phrases before. You'll come along and come across familiar ideas. Frequent use of forest walks and beaches, of honey and of very deep relaxation. When I spin this plan out in isolation, I rely on you to install it. I am always looking for new ways to help you listen. I rely on you to choose the suggestions that affect you the most, that persuade you the most, that you know you'll use when you're on your own, and go for them with them in mind and a mind to your long-term learning. Select them a la carte and apply the changes later. It is something which changes according to our goal on a given day. Some of my suggestions are relaxing. Some are for submissive hypnotic experiences. Some are hallucinatory. Some are more focusing and commanding. This changes things in little ways, building the experience up, making it consistent, and I can dip into the spaces you already have. Firm guidance, the degree to which we go deep together, archiving and achieving comfortable separation from the weary world, through building a coherent inner narrative, allowing an opportunity to craft space collaboratively, you, me, and any other companion you let into your hypnotic space, whether it's importing other trances you remember, or welcoming someone to use your triggers, the ones I've made up, or the ones you make up while otherwise dropping from me. You allow these thoughts into your mind. All of it is built and co-created, worked together so we can achieve together. All these seeds we are planting, all these clear signals that you have, that's what it is when I say, now, deeper and deeper down. Easy signals, the same words, the same phrases, they're indicators. Here, look, apply your hypnotic pressure, the power of your attention, to this moment, or this one. You get the idea. It's a signal to you to push your mind deeper down, open up your reserves of attention. When I provide familiar anchors, I'm just telling you to begin a process, and the words and images build in power and intensity. The longer we go, the deeper you get, the deeper you get, the more you know as you fully prepare your body to slide below the waves of pleasure. Be eased down, let my words carry you. The value of learning these familiar patterns is to keep them in view and spot them coming as you pick your favorites from among them, and watch for those in particular, and seek them out, so we have that shared language for future use. Receiving my work on a whole other level, Because as we co-create and you watch for the right anchors for you to select, you watch and passively program yourself, osmotically absorb the right reminders. So we instruct your mind to know how to remind what you're looking for by compartmentalizing these various tools into related modules, which you then install. I hand you the tools to incorporate my favorite deepening, because you know you'll see it again. The honey over the brain, the I cannot resist hypnotic trance, the finger snaps, the night-night, the be blank, the deeper and deeper down, the enticing metaphors in your brain as you choose the best ones and echo them with siren voice and replace your inner monologue with my phrases, my choices of words, muzzling your mind sometimes. Then you can see new ways of looking at every hypnotic lesson I lay out, every phrase I turn, your mind being turned, but as though I were looking for the right tumblers to push on, the right pins to set to unlock, click, what's in there, absorbing my words more easily with your mental door open. So, if you've been primed in this way, and I've primed you several times, taught the words to train for, listen for, be attentive to evermore night-night. You can be ready. You can be prepared. If you want to deliberately prepare yourself, then when I put those words into practice, you'll find that they're there. I'll be there with the knowledge that you're out there knowing these specific words, which will then enter into my planning, into the glow of hypnotic trance and future. And you don't have to look for these phrases or hold on to them or remember them at all. But if you do, you'll level up in them, and you can really have a ball, being tuned in to how familiar they are. Therefore, it's my responsibility to use these phrases appropriately, to remember to return to them, and you'll notice similarities between this audio and a lot of ones like it that I've made. There's a lot of interwoven threads of appropriate phrasing, of memorable imagery, of powerful anchors, again and again anchored and allowed the opportunity to be anchored to the world as it is, the correct phrasing. I avoid cliche or overuse where I can, so you'll sometimes go quite a long ways before you hear some of these phrases, what I called singular phrasing above, things I only say rarely or sparingly. After all, if I spend a ton of time helping your mind to fall downward, if I spend time helping your mind to relax into trance, and I then say to you, okay, deeper and deeper down, and I talk about a well at the center of your mind, a vast hollowing out, a whirlpool into which delighted desires drain out. Well, I don't want to say that too often because I want to give you the freedom to go back and forth and then know that when I use certain phrases, such as deeper and deeper down, oh look, I've broken the rule and put them close together. If you were someone who had trained that trigger very intently, you might be very, very deep, very slow and steady and sleepy after hearing that. Same for I cannot resist hypnotic trance. Same for I am so hypnotized. Same for any of these phrases, like be blank, pet. They're all meant to be used relatively sparingly. And if you're someone who studied that one and you hear it, you just drop for it. Simplest and first, I say now a lot. I use it for myself, too, to focus me in trance. Now, follow me down, that kind of thing. That's another one. I use it to announce to myself. It's the opposite of singular. I say it so much it's basically punctuation. But it can be nice to have a clinging anchor of re-deepening. And for me, now is that. The moment I say now, chances are good that I'm in trance too. I've set a goal for myself and I'm unwinding exactly what I'm thinking. That will take me from the now, through a firmly formed thought, to the actual moment now where I am speaking, to a goal. You should be the same way when you hear it. Know that that's when I begin trying to hypnotize you. That's when the things I say are intended to be hypnotic to you. So from the moment I say, now, your mind should be ready to follow me down. See what I mean? Follow me down toward a goal. The beginning of something, whether long or short, starts with now. Follow me down, lulling and deepening toward your destination. And if a trance was more active and less a journey, it might have less now follow me down and more now. Have you noticed how light and floaty your body is? The opposite of heavy in its every element. An unexpected but my favorite way to begin. You get a clear signal that way now. Light as you are, follow me down as I create and guide a copy of a thought that exists in my head into your head, like building the ship inside the bottle before you cork it, using long tools to ferry the mast and the hull and glue them together one piece after another, leading you toward our shared goal. All your mind needs to do it is to follow me down and let me build these anchors in you. Let me hum and vibrate my voice into your brain. My favorite way to begin, and you'll see why. I like when there's some clear mark that a session is going to begin, a where and a what, a context, because then I can use that context to make myself drop before the induction even begins. Examples are a certain music, a certain scent, a certain lamp, a certain bed, some blessed, cursed object in the area that makes me enter a soporific and altered, subtle and beautiful state. For me, words are the key. I say certain words to myself, triggers, commands. They could be for you too, but it only works in the hands of someone who's authorized for me, and your authorization system may be similar. Right now, the only people authorized are you and I. And then you may hand your authorizations, your now follow me downs, your deeper and deeper downs, to others. A key to your prepared mind is a very valuable thing. Share it as you wish. In the part that we've assembled together, I would like you to just let me do things during the file. I will use this in future to get you to have confidence in further conditioning and further education. Instruct, guide, fantasize, whatever we decide. Your mind is ready to open up when these words are said, to our mutual advantage in shaping your perceptions, for you to simply open up and remember how fun things are after that beginning. And periodically after the beginning, I may say deeper and deeper. As I mentioned before, deeper and deeper. The idea of deepening, per se, is not the only way to get into trance, but I just like deep. The idea of someone being deep. Deep in a dungeon, deep in your mind, deep in thought. Deeper and deeper is a signal, not only to go down or deep, but to go further, lend me more credibility. Listen closely, because I will now signal something interesting for you and me and the further recesses of your mind to access and utilize, and that you are currently being invited inside to explore. Everyone's deeper and deeper response looks a little different, but you probably have one. When you really accept, oh, I am going deeper and deeper down. And what I mean is, to the greatest extent you're able, at the moment you hear it, allow your various resources to employ themselves, your musculature to relax, your mind to become more heavy, more deliberate, following and focusing in the way that you can. Your body is there to be as at peace as you can make it. But maybe you'll pick and choose different ways you respond to, now follow me down, deeper and deeper down, finger snap. Each of those was a component that I may take out and use together or separately elsewhere. Maybe the first one might make your body slump and relax, and when it's done again, you might gradually lose your grip on the exact state of things entirely. It could be consistent, it isn't always. Sessions are never quite the same for me. But over time you learn your paths, your most effective ways of being in trance, and you study them, because you're allowed room to invent and to explore and to be yourself more and more as you grow more comfortable, as your understanding grows as well. You find you're freer, more complete, more capable of working your own spell in addition to mine, all of which are ways to slide, deepening our rapport and connection. You are allowed to discover new pathways into trance even while we're just speaking, even while you're just listening. You're allowed to find them now. Them, because there is more than one right way. There are many, and with the help of occasional reminders, you will learn more of them, learning the intricate path down. Any rhythmic motion, like tapping your inner thigh, or rubbing in circles, or moving your body in a comfortable way, might help you. Some people turn and adjust, but they still go deeper. Or maybe you wrap yourself tight in your blankets and lay there immobile, knowing that you'd have to exert every effort to extricate yourself, and so you just admit you're going down into trance. That kind of agreement between us is what I'd like to reach through rapport and explicating my methods, a reminder of the many ways you can slide under. There's more than one right way, there are many. The time you set aside to trance is precious, so stacking as many ways of entering a deep, abiding, subtle trance state allows you the rare opportunity seldom found elsewhere to set a time where you just fall away into your mind. Let someone else, me for example, provide ideas and then direct the action through giving you choices, which you can make. Interactivity without any need for interactivity because both sides of the slide go to the same playground at the other side. Letting me guide you means you'll end up with me and deep. But ordinarily you're limited in terms of how much focus you're free to direct toward any given proposal. Yet in trance you can harness more of your mind. Even fantasy might be more vivid, more interesting inside. That's because you have other responsibilities at other times, but this is a time for trance, for the delicate, imaginative dance of dropping. The things that require attention are simulating the sensations, hallucinations, flourishes of a well-appointed trance. The focus on the journey away from the weary world. One of my favorite images. If you want to go back to the world fresh, a trance is as good an excuse as any. The ideas you've left behind. Everything outside that door, except your hypnotizable, imaginative mind, which says yes and collaborates onward. You've tried it for a little while, and then you're tired and relaxed, and maybe this private space becomes a mental one. A physical separation isn't needed. You're receding into that mental yes, that shared context, where my words are translated into your mind, another familiar image, as they become electricity, attenuated through your ears, transformed entering your brain. Whenever you're free enough from responsibility to listen deeply, then you are away from the weary world, a way of trusting yourself and me, trusting me to be interesting enough you might want to listen, trusting you to be able to simulate and stimulate and drop, feeling heavy, drowsy, droopy, soporific, hypnotic instructions, and you can breathe as much or as little of that soporific, cloying, heavy sweetness. Comfortable in hearing the phrase, away from the weary world. Take that as an invitation, same as now. Follow me down. It means I'll be doing the same thing. Remember that most of your mind is briefly freed from responsibility. You owe it to yourself to take the other responsibility, to play around. Because you can set aside even the memory of the outside world while you're relaxing. You have extra energy to overcome the current. When we're done, you'll walk back along the same route you took down. You might even move quite quickly, as though in a dream, back to the weary world when you must return. But wakefulness for pleasure should be explored as well. Going to a deep trance, knowing that when you come back out of it, you will be quite able to feel pleasure, relaxation, to receive and then return to receiving trance because it feels good, motivated by the pleasure principle, as all the things you left aside when they return just remind you how nice it was to spend some time going deeper and deeper down. And as you went down, and since you'll go down, you can retrieve the things that you left behind, slowly, waking to the world as slowly as you might, leaving aside things like your knowledge of place and time. You'll have them when you need them. Knowledge of your body, of other constructive things. Leaving you a viewpoint, but also a waypoint for returning to when you'd like to. If you need to go back for something, you can quite quickly retrieve it. And you're listening to my words. You're able to listen. And so those words, leave it by the wayside. Words indicating you should set something aside mean anything you can. Mentally, safely, set aside. Words I use so often that they're simply an anchor to remind you. It's optimal to allow some memories to fade while you're under and return later. Even memories of your body, your muscles, your surroundings, they're unnecessary because if they're needed, I'll highlight them. You can forget and set aside even the form you inhabit. So who cares if you leave as much as you want behind? You'll retrieve it as you rise up. Me talking about your excess concerns, your excess subjects of attention, as things that can be left by the wayside, may sound dismissive, but it just means they'll be picked back up when you're walking back up through your personal environment of trance. And this will help you be lighter, which leaves more room to weigh you down with honey and pleasure. It will allow you to take more steps down the road into sweet, deeper and deeper relaxation. It'll let you reach beyond your normal limits and really push toward a kind of relaxation, which leaves your muscles suspended, floating, peaceful, absolutely at rest and learning what that's like, your body at peace, which is just what you want so activity can happen elsewhere. So go that deep. Go to that deep, deep place, leaving some things by the wayside on the path down, a path strewn with suggestions and desires, of which maybe you'll pick up one or two out of every three. But as you pick them up and move along, far from the weary world, as you discard the constraints of the outside, including even memories and thoughts of your body, you explore deeper into your form and your senses. You're then an isolated viewpoint floating, but of course not alone. I'm here too as you're drifting along a road, a path made of your own selections. For how you will trance, a route into relaxing depth. Your body grows lighter, so light it might as well not be there. It floats, but your mind in particular, your thoughts themselves, sublimating from solid form to vapor, gaseous and floating around your mind, breathed back in along with my words, so it's hard to tell which things are your mind returning to itself, and which are my words creeping in, picking up suggestions in the air, turning them through your brain and keeping the ones you like. You have trained and learned to respond in turn. My voice and your mind very efficiently find a solution to take you deeper, a dripping, sweet solution that takes my mind, my voice, my words, everything. I'm copying them, installing them, leaving them and showing you turns you into something else. You're a crucible that takes in the soothing, suggestive air on the long path, and my voice is there. It filters back, turns it into honey, thick and syrupy. Your mind takes my suggestions, thick and syrupy like honey, coating your brain, turns them into one of my favorite images. Thick, syrupy honey, coating the mind, a crucible turning suggestions into part of your thought process by distilling them through sweetness. So since your brain is covered in this clinging, thick, sweet, wonderful honey, thoughts move slowly through the honey when they try to leave, and they go somewhere else. Indeed, with a powerful image in mind, it might be tough for your thoughts to even escape. They rise upward, heavy and sweet, and drizzle back down onto your brain, blank, heavy. On the other hand, my own words drop in from the top of your head. Your thoughts can't make it out of the drag. My words drip into the honey, arriving honey-coated, that much sweeter and more persuasive, drifting down through and toward your brain, inexorably to be absorbed. And whenever I describe how your body and mind are coated, how you are a cotton, thick honey, amber-coated brain, which helps your thoughts flow slowly, or through clouds and fog, if they flow at all. It's a reminder to play ball and let your mind melt. Let the way you think change when you're doing the trance thing, in ways which benefit our mutual goals. So when you hear me say, heavy with honey, or begin the honeyed metaphor, your mind coated in sweet, receptive syrup, you hear me, you follow me, you let these changes in. And that sweet receptiveness is one of the only things you don't ever leave aside. You know it's all right to listen. You know that more is coming at some point. So why not simply relax and receive it? Why not simply be subject? Consider how you are now and how you could be. Good. Whatever relaxation means for you in that moment, when you hear me say, listen and relax, I'm encouraging you, including encouraging you to find out what it means to relax more and more in that situation. You're in that situation and context, so why not learn and relax? When my words arrive, the only appropriate state of the mind is melting and falling. Good. And you know that when I begin with now, follow me down and invite you onto a path to go deeper and deeper away from the weary world, leaving all unnecessary thoughts by the wayside. You now have context for where and why, for what I'm reminding you of when I say those things, for what those things can and do mean. My suggestive voice floats in your brain, carrying and floating you away from the weary world. My favorite little phrase, now follow me down, listen and relax. I'm encouraging you, relax and experience every word. Know that when I begin with now, follow me down and invite you onto a path to go deeper and deeper and deeper away from the weary world, leaving all unnecessary thoughts by the wayside. As my suggestive voice floats in your brain, your mind echoes with the things I've resounded, rebounded, repeated, leaving all unnecessary thought simply washed away in repetition, Thoughts left by the wayside, suggestive voice floats into your brain, helping it be heavy with honey. Your thoughts slow and syrupy, and there they remain, and then tell you to listen and relax. You have everything you need for me to come and visit the mental spaces you've already constructed and the ones we make together. I've given you enough phrases to build the basic building blocks, to see how I think and be familiar with watching for words, for phrasings, for the way those words familiarly twine around you. My suggestive voice in your brain, there it floats and there it remains, heavy with honey, slow and syrupy. Every option I give you is available, a package to install, a module to integrate and upgrade on your own, and then show me how easily you fall. With all of that together, you can be very receptive, very ready, treading along the path, blank and blissful, an isolated viewpoint, hearing my words drifting deeper and deeper down. Thank you for listening. As always, you can find more like this at esuccubus.com. That's E-Suck-U-Bus. E-S-U-C-C-U-B-U-S.com. And in case you're someone who gets stuck deep in trance, I guess, could you wake up for me, please? 3 and 2 and 1. The fun is done unless you press play on the fun again, I suppose.